9:01 on a Tuesday morning. Sefer Mitzvot number 207, Loving the Convert.
Okay, so one of the benefits of doing mitzvot in order in the Rambam is that, you know, you see what he puts next to what and why. And so on the one hand, everybody likes, you know, we did 2 weeks ago, we did Hocher Tocher Et Amitacha, rebuking your fellow Jew. And we saw that that was tied very closely to the next week's mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So on some level, Ahavat Hager obviously comes after V'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. But we'll see that, you know, in the Lambda side, it may really be, one of the issues we have to deal with is, wait, is Hager a Jew?
Right.
And if that's the case, what's the difference between V'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, which includes converts, and Ahavat Hager?
Right.
Okay, that's, everybody discusses that. We're just starting.
And maybe we're going in ascending order and not descending order.
No, but we're not. Meaning, it's not that we are, it's not that we're not. I just don't think it's true to say in the Rambam that it goes in an ascending order. Arguably, it could only go in a descending order, since the first mitzvah in the Rambam, you know, is loving God and acknowledging the one God. It's just clear that the first 10 in the Rambam are more foundational, and afterwards it just goes thematically. I don't think it's fair to say that it goes up or down.
I'm surprised that Derech Eretz wouldn't be more appropriate than loving, number one. Derech Eretz towards.
Because
loving is very.
One thing we've
seen,
the counting of mitzvahs is very technical.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Derech Eretz is or isn't
for
value.
But
there's a mitzvah.
And also, can a convert mean someone in the process?
Well, so let's do all of that. Why don't we start? Okay? It comes up in two places in the Torah. It comes in Parshas Kedoshim in Vayikra, and it comes in Parshas Ekev in Sefer Dvarim. So let's look at both and try to see if we see a difference. It says the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Perek Yutas, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'chi yagur itecha ger ba'artzechem, lo tonu oto. Okay? If a ger, and let's just assume that every time the Torah says ger in this context, it means like a ger tzedek, you know, a righteous convert, a person who keeps all the, you know, let's just for argument's sake.
Not a ger chosid.
Huh?
Not a ger chosid.
Okay. V'chi yagur itcha ger ba'artzechem lo tonu oto. There's a prohibition of lo tonu oto, don't afflict him. Okay? Ka ezrach mikem yihiyel lachem hager hagar itchem. Ka ezrach mikem, like a regular resident. You should, a ger should be for you like a regular resident. V'ahavta lo kamocha, right, which sounds very much like V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Ki gerim, now here's an interesting part. You should love him as you love yourself. Ki gerim heyitem be'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. I'll suggest this. I would have thought it's unnecessary to add ki gerim heyitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say, you know, when it says v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, it doesn't say because you're a human being and he's a human being. Here, like, the Torah is kind of tugging on your heartstrings by saying, you know why you should love the convert? Because you were converts. Yeah, we have to come back to that.
But it's also even stranger because the analogy is not a straight analogy.
So it's a good point. It's a good point. We weren't converts. We were strangers.
Real strangers.
Which the word ger really means. Right? The word ger means a stranger. It doesn't mean, you know, to be megayer is to convert. But to be a ger is to be a stranger. So it's a very good point you're making that, you know, we're using one sense of the word to apply to another sense of the word. Now, by the way, you could argue, if you wanted to, let's try for a second. What if it meant, if a stranger lives in your land, lo tonu oto, don't take advantage of him, right? Because rachi alachem hager agar itchem, strangers should be treated like regular residents, v'ahavta kamocha, you should love him like you love all the residents.
That flows better.
Okay, not the okay. And then, you know, what comes from that? I'll tell you what comes from that. You go to shul on Shabbos, and a new guy shows up. There's like a special mitzvah to love the new guy, you know, to be nice to him because he's a stranger.
Yeah.
So we have to deal with that. We have to get to the rationale. The next group of psukim in Ekev Okay, Perek Yud in Devarim, starting with Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Torah says as follows: Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokeho Elokim VaAdoneho Adonim. God is, you know, the one true great God. Hakel Hagadol Hagibor VeHanora. That's a phrase we should know, right? The Anshe Knesset Gadol stole that phrase and put it in Shemona Esrei, right? Asher Lo Yisa Panim Lo Yikach Shochad. Right? God doesn't play favorites. He does. He doesn't accept bribes. Okay, leave that. Now, Osem Mishpat Yatom Va'almana. God, let's say, God judges fairly widows and orphans. Ve'ohev ger latet lo lechem v'simla. And he loves either strangers or converts, you know, to feed them, to clothe them. Therefore, and here's the pasuk that's almost always quoted as the source for the pasuk for the mitzvah. Va'ahavtem et hager, you are commanded to love the ger, ki gerim heyitem be'eretz Yisrael, because you were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim.
Does it say any Hashem Elohim?
Not here, it doesn't. In the first case, it did. Here, it doesn't. Okay.
So the Egyptians treated the Jews so nicely, so therefore we must treat other strangers nicely.
No, so it can't mean that, obviously. It means we know what it feels like to be on the receiving end, and therefore we more than other people, right? It's like you hear this all the time, in, you know, Jews should love immigrants more because Jews are immigrants, right? It's an emotional appeal. Either it works for you or it doesn't, but it's consistent in the Torah. The Torah constantly seems to say, you know, love the ger because you are gerim.
Maybe you can fudge this by using the word other than a stranger, because even someone who is a ger who has become Jewish in the terminology that we use is still somewhat other than like a FFB.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'll say this.
Yeah.
A Gentile.
Yeah. How's that different from a ger?
A ger is a convert to Judaism. Okay?
Also strange.
Well, yeah, so all I could tell you is, despite how the Psukim read, everybody takes for granted that a ger means a convert in this context. Now, but again, we'll see they're not unrelated. Right? What does it mean to be a convert? And we'll see this in the Sefer Achinuch. It means to have left your family and your traditions and all the things
Abraham
that you
was a ger.
You know.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So but interestingly, it doesn't say va'avtem et hager ki gerim heyitem avotechem be'eretz Kanaan. It doesn't say that, yeah. Right? It says, but clearly the words are related. Now, let's just go for now. Let's assume, and you could argue with me if you disagree, but let's assume as we read ger now, it really means convert. Okay? So now here's the mitzvah in the Rambam. Number 207, source number 3 on the sheet. The Rambam says as follows: Va'mitzvah ha'resh zayin, hi shetzivanu le'ehovet ha'gerim. We are commanded to love the convert. V'hu amaro yitaleh va'ahavtem et hager. Right, that's the pasuk in Akev, couldn't be any clearer. Va'ahav temet hager. I'll just say, I don't want to be obsessed with this, but as I read it, it would be strange to have a mitzvah to love the stranger, to love the guest. Right? That would be covered by V'ahav tel recha kamocha. It sounds like there's a specific context within this is being said. Okay? Now the Rambam understands the problem of counting a mitzvah of ahavat hager. What's the problem? I said it already.
Yeah, it's in the
Geirim are Jews. Mm-hmm. So says the Rambam. It's right here. He acknowledges it. Va'afal pi shehaya nichlal b'zeh am Yisrael ba'amaro ve'ahav talarecha kamocha. And obviously, this person would otherwise have been covered by the mitzvah ve'ahav talarecha kamocha. Lefi shezeh hager ger tzedek. It's pretty clear in the Rambam, right? Because this convert, like you could argue, but this convert is a righteous convert. He is a Jew for all purposes. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
So says the Rambam. Well, if he's a Jew for all purposes, then he's within the mitzvah of the ahav to lerecha kamocha. So why would I possibly need another mitzvah of avat hager if it's, you know, the ahav to lerecha kamocha is this bigger circle in the concentric circles within that. is Ahavat Hager. But do it the other way. Who is included in the mitzvah of Ahavat Hager who's not already included in the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamoch? The answer is nobody. So let's just give the Rambam a chance. So he says, nevertheless, I count this as a separate mitzvah. Aval. Ba'avur shenichnas b'toratenu, because it is a separate pasuk in the Torah of Ahavat Hager, loving the convert, hosif lo hakel ahava, I'll just translate, God added additional love, v'yiched lo mitzvah nosefet, and he basically, yeah, it's the same thing, God made another mitzvah, kimo she'asaba azhara ba'ona'ato, just have with the says the prohibitions relating to a convert, shenemar v'lo tonu ishet amito, right? There's a prohibition for any Jew to afflict another Jew, right? That's the big circle. Then it says v'amar v'ger lo toneh, you're not allowed to afflict a convert. That's the smaller circle. He says the exact same thing. V'hit ba'em milashon ha'gemara, the Gemara is clear, shechayavim al ona'at hager, you would be guilty if you afflicted a convert. Mishum one, lo tonu eshet amito, you're not allowed to afflict anybody. Two, umishum viger lo toneh. Says the Rambam, we'll come back to this, but practically speaking, you're right. They seem almost like the same mitzvah. But the Rambam says it happens in other places. And literally, specifically, it happens with respect to the convert. On the flip side, you're not allowed to afflict any Jew. You're not allowed to afflict a convert. Now, a convert is a Jew. Says the Rambam, what we would say, you know, lava olav bishnei lavim. It makes it, you know, a more serious prohibition.
Are you over both?
Huh?
Are you over
absolutely.
Both? Can you be over both in terms of a punishment? Or
yes, you could get double makos. These things happen all the time. Now, one second. The problem is, so what the Rambam, like at, from a philosophic perspective, you step back, the Rambam says, you know what? There's a difference between doing something that's prohibited once and doing something that's prohibited twice. It's only one action. But in this action, you know, or the flip side, the happier side, you can get, let's say, double reward. Right? If you treat your neighbor who was born Jewish as, you know, as you would treat yourself, that's a mitzvah. If you're lucky enough and your neighbor is a convert, then you get both. Okay? So, it's a problem for the Rambam because there are many, many other mitzvahs that are said many times. You know, the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is said, yeah, I think, 13 times in the Torah. The Rambam doesn't count it 13 times. So, it is a bit of a problem, technically speaking, why the Rambam chooses to count something twice when he doesn't count the prohibition on avodah zarah said many times in the Torah. The Rambam only counts it once. So it is a question, but clearly the Rambam is just acknowledging up front, yes, if you're going to ask me what's different between Ahavat Hager and V'yahav L'Recha Kamocha, I tell you, I don't really know, but the Torah says two mitzvahs, I count two mitzvahs.
Could it be that the Rambam is anticipating the problem we have today, that you look at this gear and say, like, I don't think he's a real
absolutely not
convert.
Has nothing to do with the Rambam.
Or even in the Torah. Don't question the this convert.
That's where you want to go. Yeah. And my heart is with you. I don't think it's a fair reading. The Rambam doesn't say it. There's no hint. I will, one second. We will come to the famous tshuva. The Rambam, you know, because it's a mitzvah and because he knows right, he loved Gerim. There's a very famous tshuva which we'll come to of Rabbi Ovadia Hager, who wrote to the Rambam saying that, you know, I only quote wrote a little bit for today. It's fantastic, you know, where the Rambam just rips on this person who was giving Ovadia Hager a hard time, like in a harsh way. Yeah.
Further to what Bruce is saying, I've heard that one should never remind a ger that he is a ger, and it's part of this mitzvah.
So I guess it depends on the context, right? It's not for you. I think we know that, right? There is this idea in halacha, but I don't think it's a blanket rule. I think it's when you do it in kind of a negative way. Okay? You know, to me, okay, we'll go off the topic for a second. The Eish Kodesh, the Piazetzner Rebbe, who was the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto and was killed, he had like a religious diary that they found afterwards. He wrote letters to God. Okay? And he wrote once that, God, I love you so much, I wish I wasn't born Jewish. Because then I could have converted.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's a very, it's a really, like, a very moving, beautiful idea. He said, what am I going to do? I was born Jewish. But I want you to know, if I wasn't, you know. But it can often be used in a disrespectful way. Right? It really can. And so we have to be careful. I understand that it's used, let's put it this way. If I was a rabbi of a shul, I wouldn't announce that somebody was a convert, even if I meant it in the best possible way. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, it separates the, you know. But let's face it, there are different ways of using the term. Okay, let's finish the Rambam. Back inside. We are like 3/4 of the way down. Okay, third line from the end. He says, when the Rambam says this, you know that it's a problem. V'zem mevuar ein safek bo. Right, it's no question, it's clear, there's no question that you should count them as two separate mitzvahs. V'yavtol recha kamocha and ahavat hager. V'eini yodea echad mimi shemona ha-mitzvot sachal mizeh. It's weird, like I don't know anybody I think who disagreed, whatever. People did disagree, right? It's a big hint. Whenever the Rambam goes out his way to say, and everybody knows this is true, it doesn't take long to find somebody who didn't think it was true. Okay? Uberova midrashot be'aru, and in many medrashim it explains, Shehakel yit alet tzivanu al hager kimo shetzivanu al atzmo. What does this mean? Amar, v'ahavta et Hashem alokecha, v'amar v'ahavtem et hager. Okay, the Rambam says you should know that medrashim, they don't match it up with v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, they match it up with another mitzvah of love, and that is the mitzvah to love God. They compare the mitzvah to love a convert with the mitzvah to love God. Now, this is fascinating because it sort of presents for us three similar mitzvot, right? Loving God, loving Jews, loving the convert, but also because this never came up in V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. It doesn't say any place that you should love your fellow Jew like you're supposed to love God. It only says it in the context of converts. That's interesting. I want to come back to that because all these things are interesting. But let's first just look at the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka and Hilchos Deos, source number 4, where you basically see the Rambam is serious about this mitzvah. Says the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet, Ahavat Hager Sheba V'Nichnas Tachat Kanfei HaShechina. Right? What's a ger? Sheba v'nichnas tachat kanfei ashchina. That's a phrase the Rambam uses in many places regarding a ger. And none of us would use that phrase. What does it mean?
Came under the wings.
A ger? He came to live under the, you know, the wings of God. He came to join with the Jewish people. It doesn't say a ger is a person who accepted tariag mitzvahs. And as Bruce wants to go there, but I don't want to go there, but it's obvious here that when you're reading the Rambam, he never describes a convert as a person who's keeping 613 mitzvahs. He describes a convert as a person who loves God and wants to live under God's protection and, I suppose, by God's rule. It's an interesting phrase. Tachat kanfei ashchina, literally under the wings of God. And says the Rambam here, shtei mitzvot aseh. To love a convert gets you double word score. Achat, one, mipnei shehu bichlal reim. One, because he's part of the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, Va'achat, and two, Mipnei Shehu Ger, because he's a convert, Va'hatorah Amra, Va'ahavtem Et Hager. And Torah says specifically, you're supposed to love the convert. Tziva Al Ahavat Hager. Now the Rambam, see, it's one thing when he says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, but now he says in the Yad HaChazaka. Listen to this. Tziva Al Ahavat Hager, he commanded you to love the convert, exactly the same way that he commanded you to love him. Capital H. Shenemar ve'ahavto at Hashem Elokecha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu atzmo ohev geirim. Shenemar ve'ohev ger. Here the Rambam conflates two like unrelated things. The Rambam says on the one hand, God commands you to love the convert the way he commands you to love himself. And then he says, oh, and by the way, God loves the convert. right? Which one is it? Am I supposed to love converts? See, am I supposed to love converts because God loves converts? What mitzvah would that be? Anybody know? We did it years ago. That would be the mitzvah of the halachta bidrachav, of imitat yodei, right? Mahu afata, right? We're supposed to, you know, imitate the character traits of God. You know, God is merciful, we should be merciful. God buries the dead, we should bury, okay? So here it sounds like, on the one hand, well, God loves Geirim, so you should love Geirim, right? But that's said as part of God wants you to love him, and God wants you to love Geirim as well. It's two different ideas, which I think I can explain, but all this stuff is fascinating. I just want you to know, like, I could have stayed up all night doing this amazing stuff.
Yeah, I still don't see the difference between, okay, we also have to love God. I still don't, if you ask me right now why there's a separate mitzvah to love the ger, I don't think
as opposed to what mitzvah? As opposed to the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha?
Or Ahavta Avahavet Hashem?
No, but how would the mitzvah of loving God include within it the mitzvah of loving converts?
Because they're Jews.
Right, but God is God. You could say, if there's a mitzvah to love God,
right?
What does that have to do with your neighbor?
Maybe the idea...
One second. I think it's a good question. What's the difference between V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha and Va'ahavtem Et Hager? Yeah. But the loving God thing...
Yeah. So that's the difference? I mean, if you ask the Rambam, that's why we have an extra mitzvah to love the ger, is because...
No, the Rambam...
What?
No, we'll get there. I think.
Okay, so we're not there yet.
No, but it's. I don't know that I'll be able to satisfy you, because I'll say right now.
Yeah.
Rav Sadia Gaon does not count a mitzvah of Ahavat Hager.
Oh.
It's always hard, by the way, because people don't generally say why they don't count a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But everybody else explains, you know why? Because it's included in the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha.
Okay.
And, you know, in the rules of counting mitzvahs, it doesn't mean he doesn't think it's a great value in the Torah.
Right.
Just technically speaking, it's covered by the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha.
He's saying it's the same way there's no separate mitzvah to love widows and orphans.
Okay, right, that's arguable, but let's say this. The same way there's no mitzvah of, there's no multiple mitzvahs of keeping Shabbos in different forms. There's one mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. It's an aseh, there's a lot of aseh. It says it 13 different times in the Torah.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's, you know, that's for emphasis. That's not necessarily... So, and again, because when the Rambam said, you know, everybody agrees with me, you know, not everybody agrees with him. So I'm telling you now, Rav Sadia Gaon disagrees, and, you know, almost everybody says, because...
And we don't know why. In other words, no,
he doesn't... It's the problem is, rarely
like
do people...
Before, came the Rambam.
Rarely do people write the reason why I'm not doing this. You know, the Bahag didn't explain himself. The Ramban tries to explain other people. But it's very hard. You know, there's a pasuk, Ve'ahavtem et hager. Right, you know, it's written in the imperative form. That's a classic mitzvah.
Yeah.
So he didn't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, he thinks it's covered by greater
rules. Is different because he pays a heavy price for his action.
Correct. You could say, you know, it's an interesting thing. You could say what you're trying to say, which is a ger is like a super Jew. It's hard to be Jewish. You know, there's anti-Semitism.
Whatever,
it's a bad word for that. There's, you know, there's all this stuff. How much more so, you know, if you're a convert?
Well, that should be obvious. I mean, I think
no, but you could say that qualifies itself as a separate mitzvah because it's doubly hard.
I think it just calls out because you may not. Rambam's point.
You may not what?
You may not love that gear. And the Rambam says, you know what? Despite that you may not, you should.
Okay, but that's just your theory, meaning...
Because it's all
because
obvious.
Because you...
that's what you walk around...
Okay, hang on.
Give me special sensitivity.
Give me a chance.
That loving the gear is like loving God, because you need to say that, not by all other Jews, but dafka by the gear, because... Tzelem Elokim, you have to realize that there's Tzelem Elokim in the ger.
Okay.
And therefore you're loving him is like loving me.
Right, but I would much rather say Ki Gerim Hei Yitem Bahar Sinai. You were we're all converts, right? in that bizarre sense. Okay, but anyway, let's do some more and then we'll fight it out. Look at this Sefer Achim. The Sefer Achim has both interesting things halachically and also just beautiful things philosophically. Mishor Sheha Mitzvah. Right? The Sefer Achinuch always has a rationale for the mitzvah. even now, sometimes it's great because he has a rationale for a mitzvah for which we don't know the rationale and he speculates. Here you'd say to yourself, I know the rationale. But still, it's nice to read what he says. Listen to this. He says, Ki Hashem bochar b'Yisrael lihiyot lo la'am kadosh v'ratza lezakotam. God chose the Jewish people to be a holy people, and he wanted us to gain merit. V'lachein, therefore, hidricham v'tzivam al darkei hachanina v'hachemla. He taught us and he commanded us the ways of mercy and compassion. I'll just say this. The sense you get is that the chinuch knows this is a universal value. Good people are, and I think it's in our experience, it's true. You know, you don't have to be Jewish to have mercy and to be compassionate. So he says, God, in order to reward us, told us to be merciful and compassionate. V'hizhiram, and he warned us, or he commanded us, lihit ater, to be mu'utar, it's like to be crowned in. The good English word is to be resplendent. Okay? I can tell you later how I know that word. It's a good story. V'hizhiram, lihit ater, b'chol midah chamuda v'yikara. Right? To be resplendent in all valuable and beautiful character traits. Limtzochein be'enei kol ro'ehem. So that people will look at Jews and say, these are good people. You know, these are, I'd like to be like them. V'yomru am Hashem Eila. And they'll say, these are the people of God. You know, that God must be great.
You hear that all the time.
No. V'kama hi derech ni'imut v'chemda. And how much more so is it the way of compassion? V'ligmol tova la'asher hiniach umato. To be good to a person who left his nation, v'chol mishpachat beit aviv v'imo, and his parents' home, lachasot tachat kanfei uma acheret, to join, right, to come under the protection of a foreign nation. Who's that foreign nation? Us. This is what a convert does. Ba'ahavato ota, because he loves that nation, ubibichirato be'emet v'sinat hasheker, and because he has chosen the truth, meaning, you know, the one true God, v'sinat hasheker, and he rejects, I don't know, he rejects the Trinity, he rejects, you know, fake religions. Ubihiyotenu zochim lemidot hatovot halalu, says the chinuch. What's that sound?
Bruce, stop typing.
No, it's making noise. When you're typing, it's making a noise.
Ubihiyotenu zochim v'ahavta l'recha, come on. Ubihiyotenu. Now, Bruce is going to say, I love when people type. Okay. Ubihiyotenu zochim l'midot tovot halalu. And when we acquire these qualities, these traits, here's the chinuch. Tachul tovat hakel aleinu v'tidbak banu. The goodness of God will attach to us. V'shum davar lo timna'enu mimenu. And nothing will stop the goodness of God from attaching to us. Ki hatova titpashet bitovim. Because good attaches to good. V'hefcha b'ra'im. And the opposite with bad. Now, I meant this point before. It's just a beautiful idea. First of all, the chinuch says, it's not a good explanation, but it's so beautiful. He says God wants us to be good. Okay? What's a great goodness that people can acquire? Being good to strangers, being good to people who abandoned their family and their religion and came to live amongst the Jews, right? And then people will look at us and say, wow, what a great people we are who accept converts and respect them. By the way, now this gets to Bruce's point, which I don't want to talk about, which is, you know, is it a value? Is it a mitzvah to, you know, in the chinuch, this is slam dunk. Like, this is the nicest thing you could do. But then you get to his philosophy, his metaphysics of the world, which is what? Which is, God wants us to be good people. Why? Because the world exists, the world is full of, like, I'll say it this way, of particles of goodness. And the better you are, the easier it is for the goodness to stick to you, and the worse you are, you kind of deflect the goodness. Mashallah, mahadavar domer, what does this look like? It's like when you're a kid and it's snowing, but it doesn't stick because the road hasn't frozen yet, right? So the snow falls, but it just melts. So the chinuch says God's goodness is in the air, but you have to be below a certain temperature, or you have to be above a certain, you know, for it to attach to you. That's what he really views the world. He thinks God made a world, mm-hmm. and he wants us to be better. Why? Because God made a world in which the good attaches to the good. And, you know, good does not attach to bad. So, if you're good to converts, it means you're a good person. And if you're a good person, then in the way of the world, goodness will attach to you. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a long mitzvah in the chinuch, but here's the last paragraph. Our next thing we're going to do. Okay, first full paragraph on the second page. This always, the chinuch always ends the way he has, like, the same structure for every mitzvah. He tells you what the mitzvah is and what the source is. He tells you the dinei ha-mitzvah, particulars of the mitzvah. He tells you the rationale for the mitzvah. And in the end, he tells you who it applies to, and practically speaking, what does it mean? So I skipped a line where he says it applies to all men and women at all times. He says, va'over aleha. Now, a person who violates the mitzvah of avat hager, umitza'er otam, and he tortures is too strong. He hurts them. O shem mitrashel bahatzalatam, or he's lazy in helping them. O bahatzalat mamonam, or saving their money. O shem mekel bichvodam, or he doesn't honor them properly. Right, he's disrespectful of their honor. Mitzad shehim geirim, because they're converts. Ve'ein lahem ozer ba'uma, and there's no one who supports them, who's gonna mm-hmm. you know, help them. Bitel aseze. So everybody points out the same thing, that his definition of who is mevatel this mitzvah is very narrow. It doesn't say v'ho'ver al zeh v'lo ohev geirim. It says v'ho'ver al zeh and does what? Umitza'er otam. You know, he hurts them. He doesn't do, you know, when he sees a ger drop a $20 bill, he doesn't pick it up and run after him, right? He doesn't respect his money. That's a much narrower definition. And it takes us back, perhaps, last week we discussed in the mitzvah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, could it really be that you're supposed to love another person? That seems incredibly broad, and we saw the Ramban say it's impossible. And we struggled with the definition. It could be that the chinuch is doing the exact same thing here, basically saying, to just love people, although it doesn't say kamocha here, we'll come back to that, just love people, that seems really hard. So it must be that it has to express itself practically, right? How do I know when I'm not doing avat ager, when I'm mean to a ger, when I don't respect him? And the other thing he says, and this is fascinating, he says, and it may not mean that much, but I think it does. At the end of the first line, he says, O shemekel b'chodam, mitzad shehem geirim. Right? Means, if you're not nice to your neighbor, okay, so you're not nice to your neighbor. But if you're not nice to your neighbor because he's a convert, says Chinuch, that's the mitzvah and that's the violation. It sounds like, it's an interesting thing, but this makes sense to me. You don't know that the guy sitting next to you in shul is a ger. Okay, you have no idea. You're just not a nice person. So, are you in violation of v'ahavt l'recha kamocha, but not via, you know,
because you don't know
love the ger, because you have no idea. In the chinuch, it sounds that way. Uh-huh. It sounds like if you're unaware, it has to be that I'm disrespecting this person because he's a convert. That's the violation. Mm-hmm. If it's just I don't like anybody, maybe not. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know if I'm not getting the whole sense here or what. But as much as I know, like someone else told me that he's a non-rabbi, I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
Like on Shabbat, the only way we can transgress Shabbat is like helping someone who is a Jew. Then all guys, we shouldn't like, even if their life is in danger, we can transgress Shabbat. So now it's like it's contradicting to everything, yeah. Or I don't know if I'm not understanding.
Why? Well, no, it's not, it's a big problem, but we're not talking about Gentiles, we're talking about converts. Right?
Okay.
Converts are Jews.
Okay.
So the question of whether you would violate you know, the Shabbos to save a Gentile, you'd certainly violate Shabbos to save a convert because he's a Jew.
He's not Jewish, okay.
Right? You know, and maybe in that case, you know, that's interesting. You could say, normally we say like, you know, Shabbos was given for people to live, right? So the Chalel Shabbat Achad violate one Shabbos that he could do, right? I wonder if it's a slave. Let's say, to save the life of a regular Jew, you violate Shabbos. To save the life of a convert, like if I had a choice, bizarrely, right? Two people are drowning, right? So, you know, there's the guy you know, but the other guy's going, I'm a convert! You know? So, do you go like, well, that's two mitzvahs. You know, I'm going to jump in and save him. It's a very interesting question.
What was the process?
Huh?
If someone's in the process of converting,
yeah. You keep wanting to talk exactly. about that. We'll get there. We'll get there, or we won't. I get to decide. You can't. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'll say this: a person who's in the process of converting is not a Jew. Now, it doesn't mean we don't have huge respect for it. But I'll say this: I don't think that the mitzvah, right, to, for what we've seen till now, I don't think it applies to somebody who hasn't converted yet. Although, you know, it doesn't make a genius to say to yourself, if we're going to love the guy tomorrow, because, you know, like, no, and here, I want to say this.
He carries keys on Shabbos.
Here, I want to, I told you that joke. Okay?
Well, that's what
now, One second. Now, here, let's take a 2-minute detour, because it's something that matters. I want to make this point. There's a big difference between what's a mitzvah, what's in Taryag mitzvos, and what's a value. Right? There are things that are not listed in Taryag mitzvos that are a huge value. Here's an example. I heard a shiur from Rav Asher Weiss last week, and he's a person who believes very much in. There's a thing called, you know, Ritzon HaTorah, which literally what God desires, which doesn't have to match up with mitzvos. Rav Amital also thought there was something called Ruach HaHalacha, the spirit, which doesn't have to be the same. Okay, for example, if you ask people, you ask a Talmud Chacham, a rabbi, whatever, what's my obligation, you know, in raising my children in Chinuch? So the answer is, it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan. You know, buying a lulav for your 9-year-old son could be a mitzvah to Rabbanan of Chinuch. Okay? Said Rav Asher Weiss last week, it's so obvious. God says, why do I love Avraham? Ki yedativ l'man asher yitzaveh et banav ve'et b'nei beito acharav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedaka u'mishpat. I love Avraham because I know he's going to command his children and those after him to walk in the ways of God. So he said, of course the idea of chinuch is a Doraisa concept. God wants us to raise our children, you know, to fear God and to love God. Okay, technically speaking, because there's no pasuk that commands us of it, so it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan in the technical sense. But is it something that God wants? Of course it's something that God wants. And he had a very interesting, you know, nafkamina, like a difference between the two. The mitzvah d'rabbanan of chinuch means, you know, when you buy your son Dalad Minim, a real, you know, lulav and esrog, whatever, so you get the mitzvah of chinuch midrabanan. Okay, but you have to do the mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? Right? If your son does the mitzvah, so you get, your daughter does the mitzvah, you get the mitzvah drabanan of chinuch. So Rav Asher Weiss said 45 years ago, when his son was a kid, he wanted to get, you know, he wanted to have lulav and esrog. He said 45 years ago, like no kids had. He said, when I was past my office, I still used my father's. You know, he grew up poor, whatever. He said, so you know what I did? I bought my son a nice looking lemon. You know, it was cheap. And we have a eucalyptus plant outside, and we pretend those were our ravos. You know, he said, I don't know if I found anything for lulav. Maybe I had to buy him a cheap lulav. Whatever, I gave him fake dalad minim. So he said it worked till like the second day of Chol HaMoed, when he said to me, you know, Tati, isn't this a lemon? But until then, so he said, I believe, he said, I believe that I was mekayim the Torah value of teaching my son, but maybe I didn't get the mitzvah, the rabbinic, the rabbanon mitzvah, because it wasn't a real lulav and esrog. But the value I got. So there are huge values that don't express themselves in Tariag Mitzvos, but they're still Torah values. Okay, back inside. Third line in the middle of this first full paragraph. V'yesh lanu lilmod min ha-mitzvah ha-yikara hazot. It's just a great line. Like the chinuch, just editorializing. This is a beautiful. This is a mitzvah yikara. How would you? Okay, an endearing mitzvah. Lerachem al adam shehu beir she'ena eretz moladito umakom mishpachad avotav. We finally got back to your idea. Says the chinuch, a ger means a convert, but you can learn from the mitzvah of a convert that there's a mitzvah to be nice to strangers. Right? There's a mitzvah. Somebody moves into town, he has no family. Somebody comes to shul, he doesn't know anybody. Says the chinuch, it's not the mitzvah of avat hager, but it's a first cousin of it. If the Torah wants it, you write, converts, among other things, are strangers. So says the chinuch, it's obviously also a mitzvah to be kind to strangers. V'lo na'avir alav haderech b'matzeinu oto yichidi. We shouldn't just walk past him in the street when he has no one to help him, and you know, it's as we see, Shahatorat has he renal rachem al kol mishetzarich ezer. He says, here's a classic idea of you get a Torah value. It's true. I don't think there's a mitzvah in Tariag Mitzvahs to be kind to widows and orphans. But it's clear that that's the desire of the Torah. There's no question about it, right? It's in Psukim. God loves widows and orphans. Yeah. So technically speaking, for whatever reason, I'm not sure that's a mitzvah. But he says, you see the Torah value of helping people who need help. And presumably, widows and orphans need help more. No, not because of Darchei Shalom. Because it's what God wants. Vim hamidot halalu, and with these character traits, nizkeh will merit liyot meruchamim me'Hashem yitbarach. God will have mercy on us. U'birchot shamayim yanuchu al roshenu, and God's blessings will land on us. But here you see, it's the first place we've seen it. The chinuch says it's true that in this context, the ger means a convert, but it also means people who are away from home and people who have no support in the community. And this is the idea I'm talking about. This is, this is Ritzon HaTorah. You look it up, where is it in the Rambam? Where is it a mitzvah in the Torah? Is it clear that God desires this? Yes. And you can look this up, the Ramban, on the Pasuk of Asisa HaYashar VaHatov Beinei Hashem. The Ramban says, it's simply the case that there are many, many more things that God wants of us than that are written in the Torah. The Ramban says, so how do you know? Right? It doesn't say any place in the Torah that you have to pay taxes. So how do you know? So the Ramban says, there's enough in the Torah to give you a sense of what God wants. And to say, it's not written in the Torah isn't an excuse. Because you could figure it out. Right? You know what God wants. You know the kind of morality. And so this is what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying here. You understand that it's not a coincidence that among other things, like you could say, right, the narrow religious view is, okay, God told me it's a mitzvah to love converts, presumably because it's a very religious thing. The Chinuch says, it might be a religious thing, but it's also just, they're much more likely to need help. And, there's a value in helping the people who most need help. Okay, now, a couple of things, to come back to one of Bruce's points.
Are you defining goodness or holiness?
Goodness.
God says, I'm holy, so I want you to be holy.
Goodness.
But God goodness is difficult to define. Holiness.
Correct. Just because it's difficult to define doesn't mean that I don't think God wants goodness, right? I think we say over and over again, God is good to strangers, and God is good to widows, and God is good to orphans. That's not holy. That's good. Of course, it made them money. I really think so. Now, I just want to point out, there is somebody who says what Bruce wants to say, that the mitzvah covers the process of conversion, and or v'ahavtem et hager might be there's a mitzvah to accept converts, right? This we could talk about for hours, because clearly the state of Israel is failing abysmally at this thing. I'll just say something, an editorial comment. I really think that this is one of these bizarre situations where the fact that we wrote down Torah Shabbat Alpeh is hurting us. religious Jews, poskim, rabbis, you know, when they're asked the question, what do? They look at precedent. They look what rabbis in previous generations said. Okay? So it happens to be, this is just my opinion, it happens to be that most precedents relating to conversion, certainly the ones that people refer to now, come from Germany in the 1800s, you know, where, you know, Reuven fell in love with some German woman. And it was clear that she was converting for purposes of being able to get married. And so there are many chumros with respect to that. But I think that in our history, there never was a situation of the type that we have in the state of Israel.
People where who voluntarily
where you know, people get, let's say, Russians, right? Russians with a Jewish father and a not Jewish mother come to the state.
Jewish
they're here.
Servants.
They're here already. They served in the army already, right? There's no ulterior motive. They're not actually dating a Jewish girl. They just want to be part of the Jewish people. And, you know, the chinuch changed the Rambam's phrase to say, lachasot tachat kanfei ha'uma, something like, you know, to be part of the Jewish people. That, in my opinion, is supposed to be a real value, right? And you're supposed to find ways to help these people as opposed to, you know, asking them, how you mafresh, you know, Maisa Shani from, I don't know, from strawberry juice. Like, yeah, who knows the answer to that question? So, I think you see the value here. Okay, fine. Now, here's a question, just an interesting question. What's the definition of a ger?
A convert or a
okay.
stranger.
Okay, good. The convert's son. So you ger?
No.
Yeah, but isn't he a person who might feel less comfortable? You know, might be a bit of an outsider because he knows that you know his parents converted.
Well,
here's the thing. I'm not just asking. Number six, the Menchas Chinuch says, "V'gam lo nitba'er ad kama nikra ger." Imhu levado nichnas ladat? Is it just the person? Obviously, a ger is just the person who converted. But does the halacha apply? O imgam banav acharav? It could be, of course, technically speaking, a ger is the convert. But says the Minchas Chinuch, it could be that the mitzvah of ahavat gerim applies for a few generations.
Like,
you know, well. Depends on most refugees applies for one generation. If you're a Palestinian refugee, okay.
My parents are refugees. I am not a refugee.
Right. Okay, right. That's a good thing. Look, my grandfather was a Palestinian.
Oh, he was born here. Yeah.
He wasn't born here, but he has a from 1946. Oh. He has a Palestinian identity card.
Okay.
That so makes you know
true.
I'm a Palestinian. So all I'm saying is, it really goes to to a certain extent. It goes to how you understand the mitzvah. If you understand the mitzvah that God says, this person did such a great thing, so you know you need to love him, so that's just the convert. But I think if the mitzvah is, there's a person who feels maybe a little bit like an outsider or sometimes doesn't feel, you know, presumably if your parents converted, your history is different then. In yeshiva, I have more than one guy, you know, and sometimes in conversation, like, you know, they get uncomfortable. Like you didn't even know in advance, right? I think that this, from what I'm in my observations, the child of a convert carries a feeling, you know, certain feelings of being a convert. And the Minchas Chinuch says it could be that for purposes of this mitzvah, it goes back generations until you stop. In you know, you're having a conversation about the Holocaust, right? So a guy, I can tell you this from experience, a guy in yeshiva whose parents converted, he didn't say a word in the conversation. Either because they were on the other team, his grandparents were on the other team in World War II, God forbid, or just because none of his family was ever persecuted. It just, you know, it's a different feeling. And so the Minchas Chinuch suggests that it could go on for further generations. But now let me get to a bigger point before we run out of time. Last week we talked about the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and it doesn't say v'ahavta et reacha kamocha. right? V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha sounded kind of, you know, if you wanted it to, it was reciprocal. When we wanted to say that it didn't mean real love, because real love is too hard to say, so we pointed to the fact that it says v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. It sounds like actions, perhaps, right? But here, it is va'ahavtem et hager, not lager. And so there really might be a big difference. It could be that Ahavat Hager, now this gets back to the Rambam. How could the Rambam count two mitzvahs exactly the same? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe the obligation you owe a convert is absolute, unconditional, right? We talked in V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha, well, he doesn't like this and you don't like this, so it might be defined by what you like and what you don't like. But here, Ahavat Hager could include emotion unconditionally, where the Ahavta L'recha Kamocha is just reciprocal. Okay? Now here it's interesting. This might explain why the Rambam compares only the Ahavtem et Hager to loving God. He doesn't compare the Ahavta L'recha Kamocha to loving God. And people want to suggest, and again, the Rambam at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvot and in the Yad HaChazaka mentions this comparison to God. It could be that it's really not the same mitzvah for the Rambam. It's more or less the same mitzvah. But the way I did it, you know, there's a concentric circle. There's a big circle of Ahavta L'recha Kamocha. There's a smaller circle of Ahavta Et Hager. But it could be that the smaller circle obligates you in more than the big circle obligates you in. Right? The big circle obligates you to treat him as you would treat yourself. The smaller circle obligates you to unconditionally love him, even if that's not how you treat yourself. To unconditionally love him like you unconditionally love God. It's a different mitzvah. It's a very similar mitzvah, but it's a different mitzvah. And I gotta tell, like, I think it's a fantastic insight. I don't know where I saw it. But that's why the Rambam mentions at the end this whole idea of love him like you love God. What's it doing there? The answer is that's the model. You love God unconditionally, right? It's hard to love God when somebody you know has cancer. But it's still a mitzvah, right? You don't love God in the measure that God is good to me, I'll love him. That's maybe v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. I can only love my neighbor in some kind of reciprocal fashion or in the way that I love myself. But Ahavat Hager might be well beyond that. And that's why it's v'ahavtem et and not v'ahavtem lo. And that might be why everybody quotes, if you flip back over, source number two is the source for the mitzvah. Va'ahavtem et hager. Why isn't the first source in Kedoshim quoted as the source for the mitzvah? It's because it doesn't say this clearly. And it might be that the first mitzvah, the first psukim in Vayikra, just what? Ka'ezrach mikem yelachem hager hagar itchem. You know, the din is that a ger becomes a Jew in all respects. Okay, that's just a fact. The mitzvah is va'ahavtem et hager, unconditionally so. Now, just because I want to finish, let's just look at number 7. This is the Rambam. Well, you know, skip to 8 first, because it's better. This is the Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk, in Re'e. It doesn't look that way, but it is. He says, va'acha shehashem ohev hager, atem chayavim shita'avehu. That's the thing I mentioned before. That's like mahu afata. That's love gerim as a form of, you know, being godlike. If God loves gerim, then I have to love gerim. Okay, but now let's do the Rambam. It's just a tiny piece of it. But says the Rambam in the Tshuva, and this is going to support, I think, what we just said. The Rambam says in the Tshuva about to Rav Ovadia Hager, da, know the following. Shechova shechiyavtanu haTorah al hagerim gidolahi. The obligation to love converts is big. Maybe big or bigger than v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Okay? Al ha'av v'al ha'em nitztavenu b'kavod u'mora. This is an interesting point. The Rambam says, what are we commanded with respect to our parents? This kibud av v'aim, honoring them, and there is mora avaim, fearing them. The Rambam is what the Rambam is hinting at. There's no mitzvah to love them. Okay, va'al hanevi'im, with respect to prophets, what's the mitzvah? Lishmo alahem, to obey them. ve'efshar shi'chabed adam v'yira v'yishma mimi she'ino ohavo. You could respect and you could fear and you could listen to and obey people you don't love. But he says, va'al ha'geirim tzivanu ba'ahava rabba ha'misura lalev. But with respect to converts, we're commanded not to obey and not to respect and not to honor, to love. An ahava ha'misura lalev. An emotional, whatever love means emotionally, that's the mitzvah we have. Va'ahavtem et ager. Kimo she'tzivanu le'ehov et shemo va'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Here's that same idea. The model for ahavat hager is not v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. It's v'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Va'kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ohev ger shenemar v'ohev ger latet lo lechem v'simla. That same idea the Ram keeps putting to these two ideas together. We should love a ger like we love God. Oh, and by the way, God loves gerim. Okay. So, we basically started with this idea. It's so parallel to last week. We started this idea, first of all, although we didn't talk about it that much, which is, there's a mitzvah ahavta l'recha kamocha. What's its relationship to ahavat hager? So the Rambam seems to say at the beginning, it's pretty much the same. Double word score, right? You know, if you love a ger, you get double word score. And the Rambam says it's not that rare, you find it in other places. Rav Sadia Gaon doesn't buy that. It's the same. Fits the same, right? So what we really tried to do, we looked in the chinuch, we saw beautiful ideas in the chinuch, but what we really tried to do was distinguish in the end ahavat hager from v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. One way we did it is to point out what we did last week. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is different than v'ahavta et reacha kamocha. And with respect to converts, it's et, which is unconditional. That's why it's compared to loving God. Maybe that's why God loves Gerim, etc., etc. Last thing. This is beautiful, and I lived through this, so I want to share this with you. I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, we had a Ger Tzedek in yeshiva. His name was Olaf. Fascinating guy. I think he was originally South African, went to Princeton, and Princeton met Orthodox Jews, fell in love with the religion, mm-hmm. went to other yeshivas, then he came to Gush. Okay, he was 26, and I remember at some point he said, you know, like, he figured out, had he been Jewish, he would have been bar mitzvah on Parashas Baal Oscha. So he wanted to like lane Baal Oscha and have like a kind of a mini bar mitzvah. He was 26, you know, like beautiful idea. So you need to know that in Gush, like, you know, laning Kriyas HaTorah is kind of a point of pride. You have to kind of pass a test to do it. It's not hard, they support you. But the guy who gets up on Shabbos and lanes should be good.
Right.
Okay? And there's plenty of guys who are good at it. So Monday morning, Olaf lanes, you know, just in the Monday morning minyan. And he's terrible. Okay, it's hard, you know, like if you didn't grow up in shul, it's not a skill that comes naturally. So these two older guys in yeshiva, who like felt responsible to everything, found out that not only that, he's laning on Shabbos. And so they went to Rav Moshe Lechonstein, the Rosh Yeshiva, and they said, he can't get to Shani. You know, how's he going to lane on Shabbos? And Rav Moshe Lichtenstein told them, I know because I was involved in this conversation, he talked to me separately, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein told them, Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos may be Drabanan.
Wow.
Onas HaGer, right, afflicting a Ger, Ava, those are mitzvahs d'oraisa.
Wow.
He said, if Olaf wants to lane on Shabbos, he's going to lane on Shabbos.
How did it go?
Okay. So, now I know this because he came to me and he said he can lane, but get him a tutor. You know, we got to help this guy. So the answer is, you know, he was okay. He was below average, but okay. But one second. But the joy, the joy,
yeah.
You know, afterwards we threw bags and was dancing like, you know, it's a kiddish. Anybody who was there knew that it was worth having a subpar Kriyas HaTorah to honor this guy. And I think like there are situations like that where you go, Avat Hager, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you know, and that beats out. And I remember that, like, it was a moment of like, great pride in my yeshiva that this is how we are. And I remember telling somebody, like, if you came on Shabbos to yeshiva, you'd go, this is Gush.
Right.
And then I say, yeah, the answer is yes.
This is Gush.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the Rambam doesn't want to have the purpose of Jews
Bruce always leaves this on when he talks at the end.
Is to spread the idea of God and bring people to... That's the whole...
But that's not true.
That's Abraham's purpose. Why does
that's
God choose
not
Abraham
true.
To have his children?
Can I say it again? But it's not true. Meaning we're not a proselytizing religion.
Well,
right? We don't believe.
For the Messiah to come,
people need to convert, and we believe after the Messiah comes, there'll be Gentiles.
No, I'm not saying that people have to be Jewish, but to bring the idea of God to the world,
so that's different.
And then if as a result they choose to be Jewish, it would be.
But you made that part up.
No, but if those people choose to do it, what could be worse than being unkind to them?
Okay.
When they're wanting to join the Jewish people.
I agree with
they're
that.
They're going with the prime directive of sorts.
Okay.
Thank you, Ellie.
That was the last word. Thank you very much.
See
you next week.
Yeah.